Welcome everybody. Today we've got another player interview for you, and it's the one, the only, our only dinosaur, Mr. Jurassics. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, Keegers. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, I guess.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So we start out the same way every time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm the friendly neighborhood dinosaur. How long have I been playing on Interrealms? I guess about a year and a half, 2 years now. Currently reside in Spain, but been in France for the last 6 months, but due to move back. And I guess for me, like, the thing that I like most about doing Minecraft is the fact that I have so much freedom. I find so many other games really linear. And for me, like, just having that freedom to do what I like, when I like, how I like is probably the best thing. But I've sort of dabbled in everything. I've done modded, I've done, you know, I'm interested in the redstone side of things, the aesthetics, every sort of spectrum of it. So I guess I'm probably what you would call an all-around Minecraft player, rather than sort of pigeonhole me into any particular place. I guess that's probably a good brief overview at this stage.
sure. And just out of curiosity, since you brought up Minecraft, who or what got you actually into Minecraft?
Oh, that's a very good question. I started 8-9 years ago, I think now, something like that. And I think all I kept on hearing was, like, people talking about Minecraft and Minecraft this, Minecraft that. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I downloaded a copy and I just kind of didn't get it at the beginning. I didn't really understand it because I think everyone's so used to having instructions on how to play things. And back then there wasn't even, like, any sort of hints or tips when you logged in for the first time. So then obviously just started watching YouTube videos and getting into it. And, you know, I think that was when I first came across, like, the Hermitcraft, server and a few others, which, if I'm honest, I can't really remember them, but I think it was one of those things. It was just super intriguing as a game to log in and not know anything. Like, I didn't really sort of Google too much or try and find any of the recipes. It was a real, like, learning curve from start to finish, I guess. And yeah, and since then I've sort of started to look at, you know, other Minecraft players and how they go about the game, and that sort of draw bits of inspiration from them, and sort of add them into how I play the game as well.
So do you have a favorite Minecraft YouTuber or player that you draw inspiration from?
I mean, for me, B00O, he's still, like, he's just got something quite unique in the way he plays the game, the way he builds. Like, Scar's builds are just incredible. But then I like, you know, Impulse SV. Unfortunately, it is a little bit Hermitcraft heavy. But I'm also interested in some of the Psycraft guys. Just sort of flit around, really, and if there's something that interests me, I'll hook onto that until I kind of feel like I'm not enjoying that person anymore, and then I'll maybe drop off and maybe pick up again later on. But I think B00O has been pretty consistent through that. Mumbo Jumbo, you know, all those guys, I think I really sort of invested in the Hermitcraft SMP more than any others, I guess.
Awesome. So speaking of YouTube, how long ago did you start making YouTube videos, and was there a reason why you started making YouTube videos?
So I actually wanted to start making YouTube videos probably about 7-8 years ago. And I kind of regret not doing it earlier, because I think back then it would be not easier, but there was less competition and less sort of going on in the area. But I actually started 2 years ago, realistically, when the pandemic happened. I was in a point of my life where I had a little bit extra time. Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere. I still had work, but it was kind of limited in many ways. So it was it felt like a good opportunity. If I was going to do it, I was going to do it. And since then, I've really sort of grown into not just like trying to make it. It's more like I enjoy doing YouTube because I can, it feels like I'm doing something for other people's benefits. I'm not just playing on my own or on a community where no one else really sees it. It's like a voice to showcase some of the things that I'm doing. That was really, I think that's what sort of drives me, is having that ability to show what's going on, not just my stuff, but also with like the Interrealms. We have that community and we can show what the other content creators on that server are doing. And that's essentially, it was kind of like, I should have done it earlier, but things got in the way. Life's busy.
Sure. I don't know. That seems to be a common thread with a lot of people that I've talked to.
Yeah.
I'm going to tout my own horn and say my player interview, I said the same thing. And I think, I don't remember if Naku did as well, but you guys all hear those in different interviews. Let's turn back to Mr. Director series, giving me his time. So that being said, if you could give yourself one little piece of advice or a new YouTuber, one piece of advice going, like either you going back in time or a new YouTuber, what would that be?
Just start. Like I look back at some of my old videos and I think, what the, you know, that's kind of like, and I've seen how far I've progressed over the last 2 years. And I was so scared about doing that first video, that first recording, you know, all those little things. And actually, it's not that bad. And, you know, I've had a few sort of negative comments and that sort of thing, but they're just bored people by the sounds of it. Whereas once you get going, the majority of the comments, especially at this, when you're a small creator, most people are just trying to lift you up and give you that sort of boost and that sort of advice. So just get on with it. Like, don't be afraid. And worst case scenario, if someone doesn't like a video, that, you know, your next video is coming out and, you know, 20 times more people might like that video. So just don't be afraid.
Love it. Wow, I'm hearing these common themes, guys. So
yeah,
it's really interesting to hear us all saying the same thing. Just go for it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think awesome. It's always that thing, like, you know, oh, they're just trying to be nice, but actually it is the reality of it. And, you know, you really do learn and pick up as you go. And none of us are experts. And even looking at some of the content creators who've been doing it 10 years, yeah, they don't know the game as well as maybe you do in certain areas. They, you know, some of their sort of recording or editing isn't that great, but then, you know, they're still paying people to do that. Whereas, you know, you're, as a small content creator, you've got to do everything.
Like you're saying, like, we're not just being nice to be like, oh, you should totally go for it.
Yeah.
If we were like, honestly, if we were being honest with you, we'd probably be like, don't go for it because we don't want the competition. No, if you really want to do YouTube, give yourself a shot. Try it now. Don't wait. I mean, I think that's the common theme that I'm hearing from people. Like, again, we're promoting you to do it, but you're going to be our competition, which we don't necessarily want, but we do want you to get started if it's something you want to do. I mean, that's how I'm hearing us say this, at least.
I think for me, it's like, if someone's willing to make content and put in the time and effort, I want them on my side. Like, I want them, you know, if they can be part of the Interrealms and we can lift each other up, you know, if...
Absolutely.
If, yeah, you know, we all pull in different sort of market shares in many ways. We're not all a visual to the same people. So having different people see other people in videos, that's how you grow your community, how you grow your channel. And that's ultimately, that's it. So for me, I want as many people on as possible to sort of bring in those eyes into our marketplace.
Definitely. So switching gears a little bit, we talked a lot about YouTube and you just mentioned Interrealms. So we've both been on the server for the 2 seasons now. So either thinking back to last season or this season, what's been your favorite moment?
I'm loving our little Cliffs community that we've got between myself, you, Cubsy and Eleni. You know, we've got this wonderful little area. We've got our farms, you know, everyone works well and everyone is sort of really being a part of the community within Interrealms. And for me, that's been the most enjoyable part of it. You know, I like playing with other people. Yes, there are times where I'm focused on doing my own thing, but also it's been really great just having, you know, you log onto the server and there's, you know, Eleni in front of you and you're like, oh, crikey. And, you know, just having people around and, you know, we do our JK show live streams on Fridays. And just, yeah, for me, playing Minecraft is about having people around you. You know, I did start on my single player Let's Play, and that's fun. I love it. It's where it all started, and I've got a real sort of soft spot for that world. But as you can probably see by the output of the videos, that really has taken a back step since I've started playing on SMPs and with the Interrealms. For me, that's more enjoyable than just focusing on a single player world.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the things that drew me towards the Interrealms and even just playing with other people. Because for me, Minecraft is a very empty world if you're by yourself. At least that's my humble opinion.
I think you have to be a certain individual to sort of play and have fun. Probably Iskow. He was. I came across him before he got onto the onto Herbitcraft. How fun would that be if he was on Interrealms? heard it first here, guys. But like when I first came across him, he had his single player world, and you know, he just seemed to be able to create these stories and this imagination of this world, and you know, you kind of got drawn into it. And I'm guessing that's part of the reason why he became part of Hermitcraft. He could build that, have that world building, whereas having other people around to bounce off and that sort of thing, I think in general is nice as well. It's nicer, I would say, to have those people around you.
Now guys, I've been asking a bunch of questions that I came up with. Now I'm gonna start asking some questions that actually you, the listeners, our fans, came up with. And one of those ties in perfectly of, why did you choose to become part of the Interrealms? How did you become part of the Interrealms?
I was contacted early on in, maybe midway through Interrealm Season 1, to see if I was willing or interested in joining the Interrealms. And at that time, I'd already kind of given agreement to join another SMP and just stayed in touch, really. You know, I saw what the guys were doing on Season 1 and, you know, just really sort of kept those lines of communication open. So as Season 1 was coming to an end, it was like, well, would you be interested in coming for Season 2? And for a number of reasons, I felt it was just that, for me, it worked better as a community. There was more community spirit. You know, it wasn't just one person talking to me from the Interrealms. It was multiple people talking to me. That sort of added a lot of weight to my sort of decision in terms of joining the Interrealms. And I think we, going into Season 2, we all knew it would be a short season. So it just felt like it would be a really good opportunity to get to meet and to know everyone. And I think the whole of the Interrealms players had already decided or sort of coming towards the end of the decision that we would all be based on one island, a mushroom island. So it just felt like the right thing to have for a short season to be all very centrally located. I think we did have the same vision as I think Hermitcraft were potentially going to do, to, you know, maybe trim the world around that island and just continue for Season 3. But I think ultimately we all decided that a fresh start in Season 3 would be better for everyone in the long run. So I think it was just the community spirit. And I think I feel like I've said that a lot during this. But I think that has been sort of a key thing for me, to be part of a group who, yeah, we're not just here to create content. We're here having fun with others. We're playing games off of the Interrealms. We're communicating about other things. So it's not just about the content creation. It's about having that group of people with similar interests and mindsets.
And of course, now, guys, it's no secret here Jurassics and myself are part of the Amazing Cliffs clan.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from the man himself, why do you think our clan is going to be the superior clan in the end?
I think I might shock you now, Keegers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be the superior clan. I think we've got quite a few sort of stories in the pipeline. There's a lot going on. You know what I just want to see is I want to see everyone really sort of lean into their stories. I myself really need to get on with my stories. I think we're all going to come out of this better players, better content creators. I don't think, you know, yes, we've got Eleni, the goddess of death or whatever she's now deemed herself. Yeah, we have an absent king. And then there's me and you. So a dinosaur with tiny arms and yourself, Keegers, which I'll let you decide what you want to be. So we're not really in the best place. No, all joking aside, I think we have a great little community area, but I think so does everyone else. So yeah, I'm really enjoying sort of the storyline for the caves with their sort of abandoned city in this cave that Tom led them to, and then with like the rituals and Project Yeet or whatever it was for the Bacchanawa, also known as the Ocean Clan. Yeah, I think everyone's gonna come out of it on top. That's very, very sort of diplomatic answer, I guess.
You're not gonna ruffle any feathers, huh?
Well, yeah.
All right, speaking of feathers, it is a perfect segue to the question that was asked specifically of you, Jurassics.
I knew this was gonna come up. Knew it.
this is not me asking it, this is someone else. How did Jurassics become a parrot? They want a full story and wrong answers only. So if you've got a story, go for it.
I have no idea. I'm still confused over this whole scenario. Like, I don't actually know.
Well, we can tell the real story.
What is the real story? You probably know this better than I do.
Well, okay, so I believe, and we actually just met this person online this past weekend
at
the time of this recording. And there was so Nakune was watching Troj's streams, I believe, and she was actually over at a friend's house, and her friend's son was like, "What's that parrot doing?" And it just kind of stuck.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm offended to be a parrot, but that was never my intention to be a parrot. But you know, if that's what the fans want, then maybe that's something we can work on in the future.
Now, guys, this is just me as a fan of Jurassics. I have seen a couple of his older videos, and if you go back actually in time and watch some of the old ones, you can see the evolution of Jurassics. He was not always this green creature that we know and love today.
Yeah,
just saying.
It's funny because I had this whole, when I first started doing my videos, I was like, right, every sort of 5-10 episodes, you know, things are going to change on my skin. And you know, have you ever, is it District 9, the South African film with the prawns?
I think so.
Yep, check it out, interesting film. And I was like, well, maybe I kind of got an infected arm, and that was, you know, I looked like a hitman with a green hand, basically, well, on my first skin. I was like, right, as sort of the series goes on, I'll turn into a, I don't even know what I was going to turn into, I don't think. And then I decided that I was going to have, you know, turn into a dinosaur for, I think it was for Interrealm Season 2. I think up to that point, I had that skin. I'd have to have a look and check it out, like, but yeah, it was very much I was planning to have this whole like evolution of the character, And I think I got so stuck, like focused on doing the videos, I completely forgot to change my skin. so I ended up not changing my skin.
That might be an interesting like short or something that you could maybe work with Tom on to like have like a evolution of your skin. I'm picking on Tom because I know he does skins.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That might be a good collaboration. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if it was first season. Maybe it wasn't. I can't work out. Oh well.
I know for sure season two you were a dinosaur. On that one.
Yeah, I think I was too. I can't.
Because I don't think I knew you were anything other than a dinosaur until I saw that old video. It came up randomly on YouTube. I'm like, what is? Who is that?
Oh no, I was a dinosaur before. Season two of the Interrealms. There we go. Very interesting.
One other question I've got for you. This is one that I came up with. I'm just trying to. I never have the good words for it. Yeah. But if you could be, other than yourself, who is your favorite Interrealms member and why?
Oh, that's such a tough question to answer.
You don't have to say me. I know I'm sitting here at the other end, but you know, say someone else. It's fine.
I know. You haven't got the thickest skin, Keegis. I'm gonna have to say Mr. Sweeney. I think he's just brought a whole new dynamic to the group. And he's like, if I could edit like him, and I think I've said this quite verbally before, I'm more than happy to pay him to edit my videos once I crack that kind of ceiling of being able to afford someone to edit my videos. I think you'd have to, you know, edit a bit quicker, but you know, sorry, Sweeney. You know, I think I feel we're quite similar in many ways. He's got, you know, he's interested in the redstone, but also the aesthetics. I really like his editing. So I think, yeah, for me, he's just got, I just feel like that's who I'm aiming for at the moment. So, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, definitely. I love all of his opinions when he gives them. They're always constructive criticism. Yeah. Like, it's always, like, it's never like, well, it could be you suck, but it's usually followed up with something else. No, I'm kidding. But he's very much got really great ideas.
Yeah.
For everything that we're doing, which is amazing.
And amazing. I think he just makes us all better as individuals and as a collective. And when you've got someone like that, it is such a privilege to be around them in many ways. He's going to hate this. He's going to absolutely hate me praising him so much. But I have to be very thankful for that. But, you know, I think we've all sort of gone through an evolution as individuals on the Interrealms, and I think we've all made each other better people, better players, better creators. And with, you know, some of the changes you've made on our Discord behind sort of, well, for the Interrealm players, those sort of changes have definitely made a big difference. You can already see it. So, I just can't do that sort of thing. That's why we got you to do it.
Yeah, we've all got our strengths. Our strengths. I mean, like I said, I enjoy watching your stuff because then I get, and like even being on our live streams together, I get to see where your mind goes and how you build certain things. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'll stroke your ego a little bit here too. It's, you know. It's really, really awesome that I get to do that. So I do have one more question. And this is a question that I really love to ask everybody because I feel like we all have this. What is your personal challenge for this season?
Push myself out of my comfort zone. That has been... And to a certain extent with like my editing of videos and that sort of thing, which... you know, we have our critique section, which I'm going to be making full use of that on our Discord. So that's sort of one aspect. But I'm quite happy with the tone of my videos and that sort of thing. But for me, it's like I need to the storyline. It's a big thing. And the first couple of videos that I've done has been really on point with where I wanted it to go. But I've sort of slipped back slightly into my old ways. So now I've got to push myself back out of my comfort zone and develop that story. And then also sort of on the builds, you know, I think there's a bit of a running joke at the moment about my roofs. but there again, I think, you know, I've done 8 or 9 buildings, all with different roofs, like different styles, different shapes, different block patterns, you know, all those different things. And that, although that's just one aspect of it, it's very much trying to, you know, I want to push myself and see where I can get to in terms of my sort of build style. And I think I love building. I love doing it. So to be able to do that for a reason, whether that's to build around a farm or for a story point, that's where I really want to push myself and use different blocks than I normally use. You know, medieval, I can knock that out the park most days without really thinking about it, but to try and do other things. And depending where the storyline goes is, you know, that's going to make a big change in terms of those build styles, because it will be different to what I've done before, I think.
All right, guys, that's all I have for Jurassic today. I want to thank him so much for being here, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy editing schedule to fit us in. I appreciate you.
No editing today, I'm afraid, but there will be soon. when awesome. Only on other people's live streams. That's my editing time.
Nice. All right, guys. So again, we have those questions from the fans. If you want to connect with us, go ahead and go to our website, www.interrealmssmp.com. Go up to the top where it says connect, and there's fan feedback. You can click right there and fill out the form and send us questions for any of the Interrealmers you'd like. Even if we've already got some of their stuff done, I will try to approach them and get things updated. And again, thank you, Jurassic, for being here.
Not a problem. It's been a real pleasure to be interrogated.
All right, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.